Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you for a new day, the day the Lord has made, causing us to rejoice in his presence. And we thank you, Lord, on behalf of everyone that is here for all your mercies throughout the entire year up until this point. You have been good to us. How great thou art. I want everybody to say, how great thou art, Lord. How great thou art, Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise your glorious name this morning. Amen. I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Psalm 96 while you're standing. And we're going to do this together. Psalm 96. Let's read the entire psalm together before we bring the word of God here. This is going to go right with the message this morning. Praise God. Psalm 96. Read with me. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. All the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that therein is. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Go ahead and have your seats. Praise God. Now, I have touched on a message like this before. And, but today I wanted to bring it again, just to give the glory to God. See, because that's something we don't do enough of, is we don't exalt the Lord enough, and we don't give him the glory enough. Now, the Lord, he does all these things. I mean, we can come out here and pray and ask the Lord to do all these great things, and he does them. So we ought to give the Lord more glory. So I'm going to be speaking for just a few minutes on the Most High God. He reigns. Yes. Amen. The Most High God. Now, being that this is Christmas, perhaps some people expect me to preach a Christmas message. So, I will read a text for you on the basis of that in Luke. Turn with me to Luke. And I'm going to read here at Luke chapter 2. And some of you may know this story. There were shepherds in the country and so forth like that. So let me start at Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. The baby will be wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Well, that's the beginning of the Christmas story, so to speak, then. And then the rest of it, of course, you know, the, you know, they went and they saw the baby and so forth, wrapped, you know, and so on. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." Amen? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill toward men. Now that little baby, he was in the manger, and he was wrapped in swaddling clothes, you know, but my message today is this. That was then, but this is now.
Amen.
See, 2,000 years ago, he was a little baby wrapped in a manger. In fact, he was born in the stable. See, I mean, with the horses and all of these things and so forth, because there was no room for them at the inn. Now, that was then. And even Jesus throughout, you know, his ministry, he never referred to himself as anything much. He called himself the Son of Man. He didn't even call himself Son of God. You know, he would call himself Son of Man and so forth like that, you know. And, but that was then. This is now. Now turn with me to Revelation chapter 1. And let's see the way he addresses himself now. Now he is no longer a baby in the manger. Now some of you think that he is a baby in the manger and so forth like that because of Christmas. They have all these things and so forth, you know, and they have all this memorabilia, and they got a little, they got Joseph, and they got Mary, and got a little baby, and they got all those things going on there. Well, that's not the way he is anymore. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. He is risen. In fact, he's not even in the manger, neither is he on the cross. He is not in the grave. This is the way he represents himself now. Revelation chapter 1. Verse 11. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Well, and when he began to say all of those things, verse 12, John said, I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks was one like unto the Son of Man. So he saw him. You know, John used to be around him in the days of his ministry. So he saw him and he thought, you know, wow, you know, look like Jesus and so forth like that. But this time he steps out and he says, clothe the garment down to his foot and all that. And the next thing, John looked a little closer and he saw his head and his hairs were white as snow, like the wool, and his eyes were like the flame of fire, and his feet were like fine brass, as they burnt in a furnace, and his voice as many, the sound of many waters and so forth. And out of his mouth, you see, he also had in his right hand seven stars. So that's why I call him the seven star general. Amen. Amen. Out of his hand, seven stars, and in his mouth, a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. Now when John saw him in that display, he fell at his feet as dead. Now, this is no baby in a manger anymore. And listen to what he says about himself. Fear not, I am the first and the last. How many of you can say praise the Lord? That's right. I am he that liveth. Now, in case you are wondering who the first and the last is, he's going to tell it to you now. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And he even says, amen. And I have the keys of hell and death. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says, I am he that liveth. See, I was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. So we know that's Jesus. But he said, I am the first and I am the last. Ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, let me present to you Jesus, this Jesus, in a different light today than the way they are depicting him in the manger. Because he is the first and he is the last. Now listen to what the Bible says about him in the book of Colossians. If you want to turn with me real quick to Colossians, and I'm going to read at chapter 1 of Colossians. And let us see what the Bible has to say about this Jesus. He said, for by him were all things created. That's Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. That are in heaven and are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him.
Amen.
And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now let me freely declare unto you today, this Jesus, if you turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 36 that let everybody, the house of Israel and all of you who are here, know assuredly that the Lord has made this same Jesus. God has made this same Jesus that they are talking about being a baby in the manger and so forth. God has made him both Lord and Christ. He is the Lord and he is the Christ. Praise ye the name of Jesus. How many of you are still with me this morning? Don't fall asleep on me. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and all ye congregation, and every one of you here this morning, hear the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill itself as a dew, as a small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Why? Because I will publish the name of the Lord this morning, and I want everybody together with me to ascribe greatness unto our God, because he is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, and a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. Now, we want the whole world to know this. We want everybody that is here present, make no mistake about it. So we will read some few scriptures for you. Psalm 83 and verse 18. Psalm 83 and verse 18. That all men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah,
amen,
you are the most high over all the earth. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, we call God the most high. We call him the highest. And you've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again this morning. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, this is the way that I like to talk about, you know, the Lord. Let's turn with me real quick in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, and I'm just going to read one verse right here in verse 8. It says, Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 8. The last verse, the last part of the verse is, for he that is higher than the highest, he regardeth. Oh yes, the Lord is actually high, you know. That's why we call him the most high, because we can't really put, you know, we really can't, you know, put any height to the Lord, to his greatness. We have no words to describe him. In fact, we run out of the vocabulary when we start saying greatest and most excellent and highest, all the superlatives and everything that we can use. We run out of them. So finally, you know, we just say it this way, he is higher than the highest.
Amen.
Praise God. I mean, if you can think of any height, you can think of any greatness, the Lord is higher than that.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And that's what we're going to declare, his greatness this morning, and how great he is. Even though some people look at him like though he was a little baby and so forth in the manger, but that was then. This is now. In Hebrews chapter 1, let me read a verse of scripture to you in Hebrews chapter 1, if you want to turn with me. Just a few scriptures this morning, and then we're going to give the glory to the Lord. Hebrews chapter 1. It says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now listen to how he describes him. Who being the brightness of his glory. Well, in Matthew chapter 17, he decided to take the disciples, to what they call Mount Transfiguration. And he peeled back the shell and allowed them to take a peek at his glory. And his glory was there all over the place. And John declared later, he said, we saw the exceeding glory and we touched and we felt the exceeding glory when we were in the mount. Being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels. For he has obtained an inheritance and a more excellent name than them. Not only the angels, but he has obtained a more excellent name than everybody else. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, let his mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, made himself of no reputation, but stripped himself of everything and became, in the form of a servant. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. And that's the name that I want to proclaim this morning, the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to proclaim that he is indeed the Most High God. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And I'm going to read here. Chapter 8. And I'm going to read here at verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 5. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there be many gods. Now notice, loses the small letter G. There be gods many and lords many, but unto us there is but one God.
Hallelujah.
And he is the Father, of whom are all things, and we are in him, and there is one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we are by him. And listen to what God said to the Jews in the beginning, when he was describing himself and how he wanted to relate to them. Because, the devil, he always tried to make God a little less than he is. So here's what the Lord told them in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. Hear, O Israel, and all of you that are sitting here today. The Lord our God is one Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, Jesus himself said, we read it already, he said, I am the first, and I am the last. He didn't say, I am the second, or I am the third. No, he said, I am the first, and I am the last. Now, we want you to know that the same eternal spirit that created the heavens and the earth, he dropped down as that little baby, and he was born. And given to us. And people are celebrating that at this season. Isaiah chapter 9. Here's what Isaiah had to say about him. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. He says, for unto us, amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be on his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor. Now this little child will also be the mighty God. And he will be the everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Now, so in this little child, he's not only just the child, he's not only just the Savior, but he is also the mighty God. And he is also the everlasting Father. Now if you can figure all of that out, how he is the Son, and he is also the everlasting Father at the same time. Well, because it's the same spirit. It is the eternal spirit that dropped down and became that little child. And he is also the Prince of Peace. Now let's read some scriptures that will exalt him here, and that will give him, you know, the glory. Praise God. Turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. First Chronicles chapter 16. Well, we want to show in some of these scriptures, you know, that the Lord, he is reigning. See, the Lord, he reigns over all, and there is none like him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, and I'm going to read at verse 31. 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 31. And he says, "Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations that the Lord reigneth." Now, how many of you can say the Lord reigneth? That's right. The Lord reigneth. And nobody knows how to say it any better than the psalmist. So I'm going to read a couple of psalms here just to show that the Lord is reigning. And don't be looking at him like that little baby that he is in the manger. He is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. And at this time that people are celebrating Christmas and whatever, you know, all over the world, we want to make sure that we give him all the glory. Psalm 93 and verse 1. Psalm 93 and verse 1. "The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty." He says, "The Lord reigneth." So we want you to know that the Lord God, he is the one that is the Most High, and he is reigning. Also in Psalm 96 and verse 10, he says, "Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously." So we see in all of these scriptures that the Bible declares that the Lord is the one that is reigning. Now Psalm 99 and verse 1. "The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved." So we see, say, "Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy." So we see that the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. How many of you can say the Lord is good?
The Lord is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
His mercy endureth forever.
Now, the great God, he reigns in the affairs of men. Now, all throughout the Bible, he has given us examples, you know, sometimes that he lets people find out the hard way that he reigns in the affairs of men. You know, but, you know, if you can humble yourself today, you can give him all the glory that he will reign in your life as well. Praise God. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, he was one person that found out. And in Daniel chapter 4, let's see what he had to say about it. He found out that the Lord actually does reign in the affairs of men. Now, from Daniel chapter 4, the whole chapter, you can read it, but I'm not going to read all of it, just a few verses here. Daniel 4 and verse 17, he says, "This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdoms of men." Now, that's all I'm saying in this message this morning. I want everybody to know that the Lord, he is the Most High, and he rules in the kingdoms of men. And he giveth to whomsoever he will. And he set it over even the business of men. You know, the Lord does all these things. You know, it's all in his hands what he does. And verse 25, it says, you know, you might know the story of Nebuchadnezzar. I don't want to take a lot of time, so I'm just going to skip around the verses. The last part of verse 25 says that, you know, "Till thou know," he said, "they shall drive thee from men." You know, so God, he put the heart of a beast, of an animal in this man, because he wouldn't give the glory to God. And then "they shall drive you into the fields of the beasts," and so forth, "and you eat the," you know, like the beast, "and stay like animals," and so forth, "for 7 years." And he said, "Till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and he giveth it to whomsoever he will." So, you know, so we see all of these things. Now, finally, here's what happened to Nebuchadnezzar after he went through all that experience. See? And he told him again in verse 32, the same thing, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdoms of God, men, give it to whomsoever he will, and so forth. So, finally in verse 34, at the end of his days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I pledged to the Most High. Now, I should have done that in the beginning. And I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heavens and among the inhabitants of the earth. And I love this part. And no one can stay his hand, neither can anyone say unto him, what doest thou? Now, see, I, Nebuchadnezzar, verse 37, I praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways are judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. How many of you know that's true?
Hallelujah.
Those that walk in pride, that do not give the Lord all of the glory, he is able to abase. So let us give him all the glory this morning. It's not just about the lights, or the tree, or presents, giving and receiving of gifts and so forth like that. It is about giving glory to the Lord. Because there is a reason why he came in the form of a man. He came down from heaven to redeem us unto himself. And we ought to know that he deserves all of the glory in our lives. And everything that we do, we ought to give him the glory. Now, turn with me to Acts chapter 12, and I want to read a couple of verses in Acts chapter 12, and I've touched on this, like I said, I've touched on this before, but the Lord just wants me to bring out this viewpoint again so that people may give God all of the glory. Now, in Acts chapter 12, I'm going to read at verse 21. Now, this was the story of a man also that wouldn't give God all the glory. So, his name was called Herod. And verse 21 of Acts chapter 12, upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, he sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave him a great shout. And they said, it's the voice of a God and not of a man. Well, rather than him giving all the glory to God, he didn't. So here's what happened. The immediately angel of the Lord smote him. Because he gave not God the glory. See? And he just, the worms and everything just ate him up. But here's a group of people that give the Lord the glory. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 4. And this is what I want every one of us. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 10. And the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne, and they worship him that liveth forever and ever. And they cast down their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now I want everybody to read that last verse 11 with me. Let's read it together. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Giving the glory to God, even throughout this season, knowing that he is the Most High, and that he rules in the affairs of men, and he does whatsoever he will, and nobody can say unto him, what do you do? And nobody can stay his hand. That's how great he is. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Without any controversy, this same Jesus, the Bible says, God Acts chapter 2 and verse 36 has made him both Lord and Christ. Now here is something I want you to think about today. If the Lord be God, and if he is the Most High, and he rules over everything, well, how come there was no room for him in the inn? See? And how come there is no room for it in many people's lives, even today? And today, at a time like this, when we're celebrating Christmas, it's more about the gifts, it's more about the commercialism, and has very little to do about the Lord anymore. And nobody even thinks about the Lord. And again, looks like he has no room. But will he find room in your life today? Will he? Or will you replace him with the gifts? You know, the giving of gifts and the receiving of the same. And the lights and all of these things that they do at Christmas and so forth like that. You know, and people, you know, people get even depressed at Christmas, I've heard. You know, when they don't receive gifts or this and so forth like that, well, you know, I don't have any problem against giving gifts or do anything you want to do. That's up to you. But here is one thing that we ought to do. We ought to give the Lord all the glory. We ought to remember him because he is the reason for this season. How many of you say praise the Lord to that? Now, without Jesus, we wouldn't have any Christmas. So all of these things that we do, even as this time as we enjoy the Christmas season and so forth, let us keep the Lord in our minds. And you know, people sometimes, you know, after the Lord has done great things for them, you know, they forget the Lord. You know, and that's not very good when the Lord does great things for us if we do not remember, you know, God when he has done great things for us. You know, after God has done all things for you, I mean, look back. We're almost at the end of the year. You have to look back for this year and see all the things that God has done for you. And then count your blessings and return all the praise and all the glory to him. How many of you say praise the Lord for that? Now, the Lord, because he is God, he wants our worship. And he wants us to give him the glory. And if we do not give him the glory, here's what the Bible says. And it's kind of like in Malachi chapter 3. But I'm going to read it a different way. He says, ye have robbed me. Not of tithes and all of these things. But ye have robbed me of my praise and my worship. And the Lord said, you know, every father gets honor from his son. And every king gets worship from his subjects. He said, if I be the father, then where is my honor? And if I be the king, where is my praise? And where is my worship? But we have given his praise to all these other things. The Bible says, I am the Lord, I'm a jealous God. My glory will I not give to other, or share my praise with graven images. So let us give the Lord all the glory that he deserves. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, because he is the Most High and he reigns. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you. And we praise your glorious name. Amen. How many of you can say we praise your glorious name? Oh yes, you say, now therefore our God, we thank you. And we praise your glorious name. First Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 23. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen. His marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. Praise ye the Lord. I want us to stand to our feet this morning as we prepare to give him the glory that he deserves, to give him the praise that he deserves. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. I want everybody all over this audience, lift up your hands, sir, and begin to tell him how great he is. Come on. Lift up your hands, sir. Tell him in your own words how great he is. Let him exalt him as head above all. Let us exalt him as the most high God. Let us give him all the glory for everything that he has done for us, sir. Let us give him the praise. Let us give him the glory. Come on, give the Lord some praise up in here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we praise your name. We give you glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for all of your goodness. We thank you for all of your praise. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for everything. All that you have done. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we, your people, we thank you. You have been good to us, Lord, throughout all our generations. And every day of this year until this day, you have been good to us. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. I want everybody to say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Say it again. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. 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 Bless his holy, holy name. He has done great things, so many great things. He has done great things, many, many great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Listen to this scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 1. And it came to pass, and this is 2 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 1. And it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, that he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel with him. See, after God had prospered him, after God had blessed him and given him peace on every side, see, then he forsook the Lord. Isn't that like people today? See, when they need something from the Lord, they cry unto the Lord. And when they are in distress, they cry unto the Lord. And the Lord hears them and delivers them. But after that, God has given them rest on every side. And after God has given them peace and established them, then they forget the Lord. Now, let us not be like that this morning. Praise God. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I want everybody to come forward with me this morning. Let's gather around the altar here. Oh, yes. And praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. The Bible says, let us kneel before him. Come on. I've got some mats in the back. Bring those mats for me, please. If anybody would like a mat, let's just, you can use this area over here as well. Let's just worship the Lord for a minute. See, because we don't do this enough, you know. People have even forgotten how to worship the Lord. Oh, Father, we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord. Come on, all over this audience. The Bible says, let us kneel before him and let us worship and bow down. Oh, let us give him all the glory. Let us say, the Lord reigneth. Let us say the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Come on, everybody, all over this audience. You know, say it in your heart and worship him and give him the praise. Give him the glory that he deserves this morning. Let us, just for a few minutes, let's just worship. Let us bow down before him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just worship him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We praise you, Lord. Oh, Lord Abashandarokasiva. We worship, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing. And it is of you, Lord, that we are not consumed. It's of your mercies, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you've done for us and your people. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that has delivered us from darkness, that put us in the marvelous light of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for you have caused our head to be lifted up, even above our enemies. We thank you for all of the things that you have done, Lord. How great the Lord has done. How great things the Lord has done for us. We thank you. We praise your name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Just take a moment and bless the name of the Lord. Take a moment and bless his name and just worship him. I want everybody to sing this chorus with me. It says, our Father in heaven, we glorify your name. We bow down before thee. Our Father in heaven, we glorify your name. We bow down before thee, Father in heaven. We glorify your name. We bow down before. Come on now, our Father in heaven. We magnify your name. We bow down before you, our Father in heaven. We magnify your name. We bow down before you, our Father in heaven. We glorify your name. We bow down before you, our Father in heaven. We glorify your name. We bow down before you, our Father in heaven. We glorify your name. We bow down before. Amen. Father, Lord, behold how your people have humbled themselves before you. Every one of them, Lord, has bowed down before you. They have humbled themselves, Lord, before you. Father, now, Lord, look upon them, O Lord, and lift them up in the name of Jesus. He said, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and in due season, he will lift you up. Father, Lord, as your people have humbled themselves before you this morning, may you lift every one of them up in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap as you stand to your feet this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, just stand around here. Stay around here for just a minute. Praise God. Come on, let's give the Lord some clap. Give him Lord some praise. Give the Lord some praise. Give him some praise. Give him some praise up in here. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, how many of you love the Lord with all your heart? Amen. You love the Lord? I want you to say, the Lord is good. And the Lord reigneth. And his mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I want you to sing this chorus or song with me. Say, Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Almighty God. And praise team, you can help me with this one. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.